In 2008, my husband died after a 2-year battle with pancreatic cancer. While he received the best medical care possible from the time he was diagnosed in 2006 until his death, I was his primary caregiver. In spring 2009, I participated in an event sponsored by my local Jewish community center, JCC, called the Week of the Caregiver. It was my first time speaking about my experience. In putting together my talk, I had to force myself to examine the struggles I had faced over the previous couple of years. First, I had to convince myself that my voice and perspective were valuable. Then I had to pull together my hard-won lessons, striving to take the ugly, nasty things I had been through and do some good with them, to spin some straw into gold, so to speak, and to share them with others who were walking or might walk the same path. I was reassured to see that what I had to say struck a chord. The 100 people in the audience not only listened attentively, but some also took notes. After the talk, I shook hands with and listened as people shared their own experiences, their grief, and the guilt they felt for mistakes they perceived they had made echoed some of my own feelings. I asked myself, where is the help for folks like us who tirelessly give to our dying loved one? Why wasn't the medical community concerned about the people who struggle to carry the medical burden while also meeting normal everyday demands? I wanted to hug them all and wipe away their self-doubts and replace it with self-forgiveness. I wished for a magic wand to create a support network at every oncology clinic for the caregiver whom the medical community assumes can and will manage complicated medical care while grappling with their own complicated and sometimes overwhelming emotions. Though I did achieve my initial goal, I walked away feeling like there was so much more that needed to be done. Over the next 2 years, I had other opportunities to talk about the impact cancer has had on my life and on my family. Each time I spoke to a group or met with a cancer-related medical professional, I brought the caregiver's role and needs to their attention. I wanted to shine a spotlight on the person in the treatment room who is so often overlooked, along with his or her needs and abilities. Although I couldn't travel and give talks and advocate for the caregiver's silent plight, I thought a book could reach so many more people. I wanted my story to be useful to others, not a tell-all about the professor who wrote the last lecture. I started by using my JCC talk as the basic framework for my narrative and explored the unique challenges and complex issues I had faced as a caregiver. I spoke with grief counselors and palliative care doctors and met with dozens of caregivers for both cancer and Alzheimer's patients. Although each person's experience is unique, the overarching struggles are universal. Mining my own experiences forced me to dig into a wound still raw and painful, which had both positive and negative effects on me. On the upside, writing has been a tremendous aid in helping me to heal myself. The process allowed me to see my strength and resilience. I've been able to move forward in a new direction for myself and my family. It's also given me the opportunity to come to peace with a lot of bad stuff that happened. On the downside, I'm not able to put my past behind me completely. My years with Randy get brought up in some way, shape, or form every day. It could be an email from a pancreatic cancer advocacy group, or someone recognizing my name that resurrects my past. 3.5 years after Randy's death, I still suffer from nightmares, talking in my sleep, as my subconscious relives the most traumatic moments during that very trying time in my life. My new husband, Rich, wakes me from my nightmares, quiets my sleep talk, and soothes me back to sleep. It's not the way I wanted to start a new chapter in my life. It's not the happy Hollywood ending I was hoping for. But I know my story doesn't end with this book. Ultimately, my dream is that my story will legitimize what caregivers undergo willingly and bravely as they care for a person they love. Patients need and deserve support, but it's time for us as a community to understand the suffering that is shouldered, sometimes silently, by our family members, neighbors, friends, and coworkers. We need to offer help to these people, to develop and implement programs at cancer centers and other organizations. We need to empathize with that person taking on the duty of overseeing the patient's care and well-being. Finally, we need to care for the caregiver.